Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: عليكم بطاعة من لا تعذرون بجهالته.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "On you lies the obligation of obedience to the person about whom you cannot plead the excuse of ignorance."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we speak about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we find that this is a persona which has transcended both time and place. Now, this persona has been able to transcend time and place exactly because of the reason that it is connected to the Almighty Allah. Now, because this persona is the living, breathing manifestation of the teachings of Islam, the teachings of the Quran, and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, this is what has made the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam universal. We find in one such instance, of course, that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, he has emphasized throughout his life the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam,
and of course the importance of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the position of this first divinely appointed Imam. So we find that on the day that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam made a compact of brotherhood, a covenant of brotherhood among his companions, he did not choose anyone for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Eventually, the question was brought up as to why the Messenger of Allah did not choose a companion or a brother in this covenant of brotherhood for Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so the Messenger of Allah replied to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said, "Ya Ali, I reserved you for myself. Are you not happy for being the brother of the Prophet?" Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, "Yes, indeed, O Messenger of Allah, I am really happy. But how did I obtain such an honor?" And so at that moment, the Holy Prophet took Imam Ali's hand in his hand, took him up to the pulpit, raised his hands in prayer and said, "O Lord, Ali is from me and I am from Ali. His position to me is as Aaron's to Moses." Allahu Akbar. We find that the Messenger of Allah truly gave such position, status, and importance to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, of course, this importance and the status that was given by the Messenger of Allah to Imam Ali is not merely because of some blood relation, or that he was the cousin of the Messenger of Allah, or that he was the son-in-law of the Messenger of Allah. No, these things are very petty, and in Islam, these things in and of themselves do not give status or position. Rather, we find it was the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the characteristics, the morals, the virtues, the way of life, the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, and his persona, which gave him such importance in the eyes of the Messenger of Allah and in the eyes of the Almighty Allah himself. And so in these kind of situations and in these kind of traditions, of course, we find that the Messenger of Allah pointed towards Imam Ali in order for the Ummah to have a universal persona after the passing of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I try to talk about this spiritual status of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the light of the ayat which is in Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat 55. And based on this ayat, he is known as Waliyul Awliya, the master of the spiritual masters. That all spiritual groups around the world, especially among the Sufis, all of them trace their silsila, the chain of masters and disciples, back to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And this is a unique status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ali, in spite of all the attempts to put down his status, his name, and his image. It's important to look at the meaning of the wordings. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That verily your wali, your master, is only Allah and His messenger. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't name Ali after Rasul, for the reasons, as I said, we know and you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He uses the words and the mufassirin of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, majority of them believe that this is an ayat which came regarding Ali. Alladhina amanu. And who is the third wali of yours? Who is your third master after Allah and Rasul? Alladhina amanu. The one who has iman. Although the words are in plural, but it also refers to one individual. The one who has iman, yuqimuna as-salat, the one who does prayers, wa yutuna az-zakat, and gives charity, wa hum raki'un, in the state that he is in ruku. When you look at this ayah, this is a very unique ayah. It only applies to Ali. It is interesting that you study Shia fiqh and the four mazahib of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You will see that if you do anything outside the actions of namaz, your namaz becomes batil. You can't say, you know, doing namaz and the cell phone rings and you say, hello, I'm busy doing namaz. This will be outside the namaz. Your namaz becomes batil. Nowhere does it say that in the state of salat, to give charity is allowed. Charity is a good thing. But it doesn't go with namaz. You have to do it later on. And so there is no mas'ala which says that to give in charity, in ruku, in namaz is sunnah. Neither in our fiqh nor their fiqh. But this was a unique situation which demanded the revelation of the ayat. Others later on tried to do that. But no ayat came. Jibreel didn't come. You know, so we had to realize that this is a very unique perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.